So Zoroastrianism has brought a very interesting but unfortunately very sad Shaila. The children of an elderly couple came to Zoroastrianism with this question. They said their mother had come down the past couple of years with a sickness of Alzheimer's. Person forgets a lot of things and unfortunately doesn't remember anything, family names, and they really it takes a toll on the family. It was making their father's life unbearable. They were at home. They didn't have any help. She slept all day and was awake all night. And what happened was the kids told Rav Zilberstein that she would wake up her father in the middle of the night, asking where her dentures were, when she, even her dentures were in her mouth, her slippers, and causing the father to go out of his mind. The father couldn't take it anymore, and he demanded that the children should place their mother in a nursing home. When the children looked into this nursing home option, their mother's doctor, the Alzheimer's doctor, said that even though she has Alzheimer's, it might still help to be in her own home, in her own kitchen, in her own living room. So then if they move her to her nursing home, it might cause her to become, you know, endanger her life. So at the end of the day, what happened was the husband said to her, the father said to the children, if you're going to listen to the doctor, you're going to listen to the doctor and keep her home, I'm going to take my own life. And the children said that it wasn't the first time, Rachman al-San, where the father tried to kill himself. He already had a time in his life where he did try to take his own life. And we know from psychologists, and I know, unfortunately, from a personal example, someone that I know the doctor said they have a whole plan. They have a whole way to be able to do it. Something that a person has to be very, very careful about. So they come there of Zobasi now and said the following: what should they do? Should they listen to the doctor and leave the mother at home so she should retain some of her degree of sanity? And maybe try to be a little normal. Or should listen to their father. Their father said that if they don't get rid of, if they don't put the mother in the nursing home, then he's going to take his own life. So Zoroastrian starts off with the Shulchan Aruch and Evan HaEzer, Simin, Samech, Tes, Sif Bezi. Talk about the obligations that a husband has for his wife: food, clothing, medical treatment, and to allow her to live in the home. So he has to provide her, you see from Rav Zilberstein quotes in the Shulchan Aruch, he has to provide a living place that's good for her and comfortable for her and doesn't damage her health. So at the end of the day, maybe he should say that she has the right to remain home. He has a chiyuv to be able to provide a house for her. He has a chiyuv to make something comfortable for her. So at the end of the day, maybe you should say that she should be able to stay. Rav Zilberstein goes on, in a little bit parenthetical note, but he wanted to talk about a threat of suicide. He quoted the Tshuvas Malamed Lahoel in Chelek Aleph, Shaila Samech Aleph. There was a mother who wanted her son to study in university in Germany, and unfortunately the classes were on Shabbos, and he would have to write notes and violate other malachos on Shabbos. And the mother told her son, if you don't go to this university, you don't go to the class on Shabbos, she would kill herself. So the Malam Lahawal, someone asked Malam Lahawal, does this boy have to listen to her mother if he knows that she's gonna that his mother is gonna commit suicide if he doesn't go to class? Malam Lahawal ruled that unfortunately, despite his mother's threat that she would kill herself, he may not attend classes on Shabbos. The laws of Torah cannot be threatened to submission, meaning at the end of the day, which brought down the Chazal, even if your parent tells you to violate Shabbos, you don't listen to them. So here at the end of the day, the boy has no reason to be able to listen to her, to his mother, and he shouldn't go, the Malam Alohola says he shouldn't listen to his mother and he should not attend class. So Rav Zilberstein wants to say, maybe here, the husband's threats don't exempt him from his obligations. It would appear that since he is wrong in denying his wife the right to live at home, maybe he should overcome his emotional difficulties. Maybe he should say that he has to overcome his emotional stress and anxiety and say, and then maybe he should get his own help. So Zilberstein then ends off with the tshuva saying, really, so at the end of the day, who takes precedence? Does the mother who has Alzheimer's take precedence, or does the father who said, who's going, I'm going to commit suicide if she doesn't get put in a home? Who takes precedence? So Zilberstein put this shayla in front of Rav Yashav, his father-in-law, Zatzal, and Rav Yashav ruled that the husband is 100% correct. He can't be expected to live with a wife who's so difficult. The right place for a person who has Alzheimer's, says Rav Yashav, is with an experienced staff who knows how to treat these problems. The husband has every right in his claim, and the doctor's claim about putting the mother in a home and leaving her at home, that it'll be able to help her condition, you know, not deteriorate so quickly. That is not as strong as a husband's claim. The husband has every right. The husband wants to put her in a comfortable place, right? The Shulchan Aruch says, Rav Yashav, you have to put her in a comfortable place and provide a living place. Sometimes these nursing homes, okay, they're not the best things in the entire world, but it's not like you're putting her into a dumpster. So Rav Yashav even goes further and says that if the wife is really driving him crazy, and she's going to cause him to kill himself, at the end of the day, maybe the damage of the wife would be the damage the wife's doing to the husband is even more, because she's doing something direct. Where the damage done to the wife is just indirect grammar, right? It's just going to happen over time that she's going to forget her kitchen, forget her living room. But if she's going to be the cause that her husband's going to commit suicide, maybe, and she's going to do something immediate and causative, maybe that would be another reason why they have to listen to the father. Rav Zobrasin then quotes off the end of the day, it might not be the best possible treatment, you know, putting in the nursing home. There's no other option. But as Zobrasin says, there's no requirement to make it the best possible treatment of having doctors or nurses and home help. You have an obligation. The husband has an obligation to provide for it. If his means is only the nursing home, that's what it is. And this mitzvah doesn't require the best possible care. At the end of the day, Zobrasin then obviously agrees with Rav Yoshev, and that if her action, if her Alzheimer's is going to cause her husband, it's going to be direct action, immediate action, maybe we would say that you have to listen to the father, and because her damage is going to be worse, because her own damage is going to happen to herself, it's just going to be indirect, it's just going to happen over time, but if she's going to cause her husband to, God forbid, kill himself, then at the end of the day, Rav Zobrasin said that the kids have to listen to the father and put the woman in the nursing home. Rav Zobrasin does put a footnote on the bottom of the end of the tshuva. He says, if the apartment belonged to the wife, meaning if the apartment belonged to the wife and it was in her name and she paid for it, maybe she would be allowed to stay there and he would have to find somewhere else, right? It's unjust to move her out of the home because it's her home. Just because her husband, who doesn't even know him, is bothered by her, but if she owns the home, Rav Zobrasin says, then maybe at the end of the day, there might be a shaila to say that the husband should leave, and the woman, and the mother would stay. We should be zochah bez Hashem not to have these shadows, but unfortunately, this is something that does happen all too often, where Alzheimer's does come into a person's life. And bez Hashem, we should be zochah to be sensitive and caring to any person we come into contact with, and hopefully, we'll never hear of anything, and we should be sensitive, caring to every person that we meet. Shkoyach.